"You okay?" John asked, because he had to know for sure. When he'd promised anything you want, this really wasn't what he'd had in mind.
"Yes, yes, it's good, it's great, it's... Would you just hurry up already?"
God, Rodney wanted it. Rodney really wanted it, like it was something sane to want, something normal. John eased a second finger in and bent to take Rodney's cock into his mouth.
"Wait, wait," Rodney said,
and John froze with his lips around Rodney's cockhead. Crap. He was going as slowly as he could with the fingers, and he was pretty sure he'd been careful about the teeth. But Rodney just looked up at him and said, "You really are straight." And okay, that was just, wow, they were totally not on the same page here, and maybe that should have been freaky, but it just wasn't. "What part gave it away?" John asked, lifting his head so that Rodney's cock slipped out with a plop. "The cock-sucking or the finger-fucking?" Rodney rolled his eyes like he didn't have two fingers up his ass. "Okay, we're straight. Whatever. Don't tell me you ever sucked a guy before me, because you were seriously abysmal at it." "Way to set the mood here," John said, and twisted his fingers. Rodney gasped, which was, okay, a little reassuring. But he still didn't shut up. "Come on, tell me I'm right. I bet you've been with hordes of women and not one single man." "You want to list everyone I've ever slept with? Now?" Damn it, he was dying here. John bent to lick Rodney's cock and curled his fingers at exactly the same time. "A concise, oh God, summary, Jesus, would do." "Okay, yeah, you're my first guy," John admitted. He was obviously going to have to say something, or they'd never get on with it here. "But it wasn't like I'd never thought about it. I told you, sex was never that big a deal to me. I didn't figure I was missing that much." Rodney looked smug. "Wow, were you ever wrong?" Under the circumstances, it wasn't like he could exactly deny that. "Yes, I was wrong. I was very, very wrong. And now I'm ruined for anyone else but you. Are you satisfied?" Rodney propped himself up on his elbows, his face open and eager with something that looked, wow, almost like wonder. "Really? Ruined?" "No, not really," John said, because he hadn't meant it seriously. He couldn't mean it seriously. He'd totally meant it seriously, and the crazy thing was, he was good with that. "Well, okay, maybe a little. Jesus, McKay, do I really need to feed your ego here?" Rodney smirked at him and fell back down onto his pillow, savoring his victory or surrendering, or maybe, quite possibly, doing both at the same time. "I don't care what you do with my ego as long as you fuck me. You are going to fuck me, aren't you?" John grinned back and leaned toward him. "Damn straight I am."